Mr. Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, Benjamin, last name is B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, 1193. And date of birth, today is 5-3. This is a 69-year-old gentleman, single, lives with two other brothers. One is dying of heart failure on hospice. He has two children, was married to a common-law woman years ago, but does not see his kids very often. He has a niece that comes and checks on both brothers, all brothers, all three brothers that live in the same house, and cooks for them. He was recently hospitalized, next paragraph, with exacerbation of COPD, pedal edema, coronary artery disease, right-sided heart failure, core pulmonale. He was told by his physician to look for hospice because he's COPD and his shortness. His COPD has become end stage, period. His COVID immunization is up to date, allergy, none. Surgery, he was shot in 79, had a colostomy, and had a reversal with a secondary to gunshot wound. Medication, Colex, Motrin, 400 milligram, prednisone, 20 milligram, amiodarone, 200 milligram, Pepcid, 20 milligram, Eliquis, 5 milligram, trazodone, 50 milligram, Lasix, 40 milligram. Nebulizer treatment per with albuterol, 2.5 per 3 cc. Pro Air inhaler. Augmentin, prednisone, and the Z-Pak in, as well in the past. Family history, mom died of pancreatic cancer, dad died of heart problems and peripheral vascular disease. Social, he has been a heavy smoker for years, at least over 20 years, at least a pack a year, but doesn't drink alcohol. Allergy, none. Review of system, he's short of breath at all times. His O2 sat is 87. At rest, requires oxygen. Now, and especially at night, he's weak, he's O2 dependent, he has weight loss, but he has pedal edema related to core pulmonale. I explained to him that wearing oxygen at night will help his situation. He's already on Lasix. Increasing his dose of Lasix would not help. He has decreased appetite. He walks with a walker. He's a high risk of fall. He was told that his lung disease has become end stage, and he's seeking hospice care. On exam, O2 side 85 to 87% max. Blood pressure 140 over 90, pulses 92, with ectopics. Lower, patient is at febrile. Heart positive, some positive, still with ectopics. Lungs, ronchi, coarse breath sounds, shallow breath sounds. Abdomen, soft. Neck, positive JVD. Skin, no rash. Lower extremity, 2 plus edema bilaterally, no cords, no sign of DVT. Neurological. Profound weakness bilaterally with no lateralizing symptom, but is able to move all four extremities. Oral mucosa quite dry. Assessment, here we have a 69-year-old gentleman with end-stage COPD associated with right-sided heart failure, core pulmonale, associated with pedal edema, shortness of breath at all times, and severe profound weakness. Period. Patient is at a high risk of fall, has demonstrated decreased appetite, decreased weight, protein, calorie, malnutrition. He's requiring help with ADL, would benefit from provider services. He definitely meets the criteria for end-stage hospice. He knows that he has less than 6 months to live. He would benefit from a chaplain visit as well. A hospice nurse will help him, will help and educate him with his on his medications. And the aides will help him with his ADLs, period. He has trouble with anxiety related to shortness of breath. I think replacing him on oxygen would definitely help, as it would help his lower extremity edema, as I have discussed this with him today at length, period. In the paragraph, nevertheless, he might need an anxiolytic to help with end-stage COPD and air hunger, which is known in folks who are dying of end-stage COPD. Findings discussed with patient and niece at the time of visit. Thank you.